But first, want to spotlight the moves we are seeing play out in Bitcoin, as we just got latest word there in D.C. that the two sides in competing battles there have now reached somewhat of an agreement here to kind of suss out the broker language that would have hit this crypto sector hard when it came to reporting requirements. You're seeing Bitcoin there catch a bit more of a boost here, close to that $46,000 price level. And for more on what we're seeing play out, I want to bring on our first guest in the hour, Chester Spatt, Carnegie Mellon University Tepper School of Business Finance professor, joins us right now. Professor, appreciate you coming on. I mean, I was just reading through kind of the update we got out of the Senate, and it's important considering the fact that we had one side here looking to really clarify the broker language to limit it to kind of centralized brokerages, the other side kind of introducing a bit more murky waters when it comes to what really is a broker. But it sounds like both sides have agreed to clarify that underlying text to ensure that those not acting as brokers aren't going to be sucked up into that definition. I mean, how important is this now as we move forward? And kind of how weird was it to see crypto snagging the overall infrastructure bill? Important to get this done now.
Well, I thought it was bizarre. I thought it was bizarre. I mean, crypto has almost nothing to do with roads, with roads and highways, and supposedly what the infrastructure bill was all about. You know, maybe it has a little bit to do with access in rural America to the internet, but even on that, I think not very much. But I think the broader point was that the politicians in Washington were looking for so-called pay-fors when those pay-fors weren't really there, as the Congressional Budget Office pointed out last week. The pay-fors were a little bit of a joke to create political cover for politicians. But it's sort of weird that they focused on crypto in the way Washington often legislates, which is that when there's a bill that's going to move, that's what everybody focuses on to jam whatever they want through that particular bill. And that's not because I have a particular view about how the crypto reporting ought to work, but it sure seems like a weird way to run our government.
No, I mean, I'd agree. It was a bit of a weird thing to include, especially given how complicated some of this stuff is, right? And we saw that basically in the way that two coalitions came together. On one side, you had Senator Lummis along with Ron Wyden and Pat Toomey. You had two Republicans and a key Democrat on one side. So it wasn't even really a political issue. These are people who understood how this works, at least Pat Toomey and Cynthia Lummis. Invested in the technology. On the other side, you had a key Republican along with two Democrats and the White House and the Treasury backing them up. So really kind of, I guess, revealing that some of this crypto stuff is not really Republicans versus Democrats here, but really technology versus maybe those who understand it. And this was compliance. To your point, you can put the pay-fors in there, but if someone can't actually comply with what you're requesting, as we saw, it's going to be impossible to make good on that additional revenue coming in here. So 1099s from brokers, you know, that's kind of agreed upon here, and it looks like that's what we're going to get. So, I guess a win-win if you think about it.
Well, I think the concern previously was that the 1099s would have to be issued by developers about to folks who were basically downstream from them, and that wasn't going to be a real feasible possibility, but was going to get in the way of important aspects of the development business.
Yeah, I mean, you used to work at the SEC too. We've talked a lot about maybe increasing regulations now. We know that the Treasury was kind of pushing for one side here to keep the definition of broker broad. And I guess some of the skittishness in the crypto sector would have been that this was a big and clear push that they wanted to have a little bit more jurisdiction to kind of pursue some of this stuff. I mean, where you sit, given your background at the SEC, how intense do you think the specter of regulation is starting to get when it comes to maybe how they might reel in some of what they call, quote, quote, the Wild West?
Well, I think this is an important priority at the Treasury. But I think it is clearly an issue that's in the SEC's domain. And the SEC ought to approach it, in my view, in the traditional way it does rulemaking through notice and comment. And the like, which is an orderly process that provides opportunity for market participants to weigh in rather than through some sort of artificial pay for at the back end of a must piece of legislation.
As you see it, though, too, I mean, just kind of speaking to the larger question of how Republicans, Democrats might start to fall. I mean, we're getting farther and farther along. Before, it was kind of oversimplified discussions about is Bitcoin net good or bad. And now we're kind of starting to get into the technicalities of regulation. And I think it's pretty interesting to see how this coalition was kind of a mix. In your eyes, how are you starting to see maybe the key issues as Republicans and Democrats take sides here? What are you expecting to see? As I guess they have to, as it gets bigger and more people have money invested in the space.
Well, so I think it's healthy that Republicans and Democrats are agreeing, and in fact, here I would say agreeing to kind of disagree. You know, that there are advocates for the various positions on both sides. You know, but fundamentally, Congress is not in a very good position to understand technology. They're in a better position to understand. What people whisper in their ears, and that's why I my inclination would be to be somewhat more deferential to the notice and comment process of the SEC, which would be the traditional regulator in this space. But the Treasury in recent months certainly has been very aggressive in signaling that it's not happy with the current status of crypto.
Yeah, and the SEC clearly pushing for a little bit more power there too and lobbying Congress as well. But to your point, we did see both sides here, all the companies in the crypto sector, including Coinbase, Square, and the like, really stepping up their lobbying efforts as they saw they were in the crosshairs this time around. But Chester Spatt, appreciate you coming on here to chat with us today, Carnegie Mellon University Tepper School Business Finance Professor. Thanks again for the time.